Hello.
Hi.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to Members on the Street.
So tell me, how'd you get into Skills USA?
It was actually a funny story. My teacher had told me about it, but I was still a little iffy about it. And then our state director came, and she introduced herself, told her who she was, and that kind of encouraged me and a fellow student of mine to join Skills and be a part of it. What was one of your favorite things about Skills?
I think one of my favorite things about Skills USA is watching the members grow. When I am able to facilitate a workshop or just come to conferences like this and host them, just watching people come from start to finish and see that growth in between there, yeah. What's your favorite part?
Meeting new people too, meeting different cultures, because I've met a bunch of people from places outside of America itself. There's different languages, different race, different food. That was one of my favorite things, making new friends.
Yeah.
Got my followers up, my Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Not rocketing.
Right.
Yeah. As a state officer, what does Skills USA mean to you?
To me, Skills USA is a community. It is a group of people that allow me to be myself and grow without any judgment. I have always loved being a part of Skills USA since I was young, but it has really gotten me out of my shell. I used to be very anxious and not able to communicate with people, and here I am today, a state officer guiding others in their interviews for their statesman pin and talking to national officers. I would have never seen myself doing this if it didn't happen that way.
Wow, wow. So let me ask you this. What would be some encouragement for any college post-secondary student who desires to continue to excel in their careers? What would be some encouragement words for them?
It's never too late to expand your education. Like I said, I went to a typical four-year college. I got my degree, and even at the end of that, something was missing for me. I needed a CTE program and Skills USA to further my personal skills and my workplace skills and technical skills grounded in academics, of course.
Since you love people and hype, can you tell me a little bit about your pathway?
So I am currently enrolled in the criminal justice program, and I'm serving as a sergeant in my criminal justice program, and it is like, I just love everybody being involved in the skill and everybody being involved in the pathway, and it's just an amazing experience overall.
What's your CTE program?
So my CTE program is actually engineering. I'm in the engineering career pathway.
Really?
Yeah, so I started as a freshman because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I always kind of enjoyed like taking apart things, seeing how they work, kind of figuring out how it all came together, right? So now I'm on my fourth year of engineering, and I'm planning on going to college for it. So
That's pretty nifty. So can you tell me a little bit about your pathway? Like, why are you passionate about that?
Okay, so originally, this is part of my framework story, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Originally, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to get out of high school.
Real.
So I graduated early in December of 2023. And in January of 2024, I started college, and I had no clue what my major was going to be. I decided on a whim to do nursing because the Chad State has a great nursing program. That fall in 2024, I wasn't sure if this was for me, but then I did my psych rotation at Moccasin Bend in Chattanooga, and I really discovered my passion. I am planning on being a psych nurse.
Who would you say is someone that influenced you? Maybe it was like your advisor, a teammate?
You know what, I will use my advisor. Miss Lindsay O'Hagan, if you're watching this, from Chad State. She is our program director, and just her support of our program, not just Skills USA, but the nursing program in general, has been crucial to the success of so many students, including me.
Very cool. What career path are you in?
I'm in engineering. What about you?
I'm in HVAC and refrigeration.
That's cool.
What's your specific focus in engineering?
So for engineering, I want to be an aerospace engineer, maybe work at NASA, SpaceX.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll see you in the stars one day?
Maybe.
Mary, that's super cool.
I want to either make something that goes to space or go to space myself. Either one works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pop quiz, if you're a history buff, what year was Skills USA started?
1965.
Ah, this guy's got it. Hey Darsh, remind me, with Skills USA, what can we do? We can
ignite your potential.